All right, Campbell's Comments New Zealand show, a little bit different tonight. There'll be no Cambro or anyone else. I'm going to catch up with an expat, Jack Traynor. Hello, mate.
Hey, how we doing?
Very, very well. We're here at Menangle, at the training centre here at Menangle. That's right?
Yeah, that's where we are, yeah. This is my barn.
We're in your barn here. Firstly, how many horses do you have, actually, for a start?
At the moment, I've got 24 horses, and this barn allows me to keep 20, and I rent the barn across the road, which gives me access to another five.
Another five just across the road. Do you enjoy it here?
Yeah, I do. It's pretty good, pretty handy to not have to worry about tracks and maintenance, fences and all that sort of thing, and have access to three different tracks, a water walker, and so yeah, everything's here. I seem to be enjoying it pretty well.
Right, I said you're an expat Kiwi. How long ago did you leave New Zealand?
I left New Zealand 9, coming up 10 years, so it's been a fair while now.
And you said you're 28 just before?
28, yeah.
So you're only a young man when you left. Was this always your goal?
Not really. It was something that I was just wanted to give a try while I was young and had no ties back at home. And as I've been here longer and longer, I've been lucky enough to be a little bit more successful and get more opportunities. And now it's a place I call home.
And like, is there any intention of going back to New Zealand at any stage?
No, I don't think so. I like it over here now, and feel like I've put in the hard yards to get to where I am. So now I quite enjoy it here, and yeah, happy to say.
You did the hard yards, you said there before, you started off with Cran. Cran must be a, I do know him, but not, like, I only know him for these colourful shirts and that way. But he must be really good, because a lot of young people go through his stables and go on to achieve quite a bit.
Yeah, I think so. He's a good mentor and really good teacher. And I think he showed that, like you said, the young people that do come through him, he's more than happy to show you what he does and teach you right from the scratch. So, yeah, I think it's a real credit to him to see some of the people that have come through his barn.
Yeah, it's just one of those things I noticed from a distance. He's a likeable character and all the rest. But when you sort of look at it, I forgot the young girl's name at the minute, but she's a leading junior, has been the last couple of times. She'll tell me off. Sam's her first name. But anyway, I'll get in trouble. You're in trouble too, because you don't know
Sarah. Sarah O'Reilly, is it?
That's it. Yeah, see, I told you, Sam. Yeah. I wasn't far off.
Sarah. Yeah, no. Yeah.
But he just always seems to have them around him, and they all seem to be going good. So I think that's really cool. Over here, you've worked for a few places, Tritton's, you said, and a few others?
Yeah, I've come over here and worked for Shane Tritton for a year in Newcastle. Then went to Kevin Pizzuto's for 6 months, and then I went to Blake Fitzpatrick's, where I would have been there for roughly a bit over four years, which, much like Cranes, I really enjoyed my time there as well. And I learned a lot off Blake, especially with the driving and training of the Australian style, that's for sure.
Is it different?
Yeah, I think so. It's very different. I think racing over the short distance, and you have to train them different, and probably the driving style is different, and something that I feel like I've finally adapted to, and I really enjoy the racing style here.
Do you find it Menangle, say, different to Newcastle or Penrith's and those places? Do you find you have to drive and train a little, or drive, differently?
Yeah, I think Menangle is one of those tracks. It's definitely suited to certain style. I think you sort of see that in the results when you see the likes of your Jack Callaghans and your Cam Harts and that be so dominant. They seem to have the horses up charging and travelling, and without overdoing it, they seem to have that real knack at being able to drive the track well. And it's probably similar to Penrith and Newcastle in a respect, the same sort of horses, but yeah, I think there is probably a real different style to the Menangle racing.
It's foreign for me, and I'm just up the road. I imagine a lot of the New Zealanders watching it too. 26 quarters, I think they broke a 26 quarter one day, haven't they, like their first quarter? Like, it's just, and you say not to overdo it, it just seems weird when you see these quarters that they cut out. Like, is that hard to adjust, or are you young enough that that's the only way you know, and that's just the way you drive?
Yeah, maybe. I've got a 24 and a couple of 25 first quarters to my name, which I'm not really that proud of.
neither probably
the owners that or horses I was driving, but It's one of those things, the class of horse now, and on the right night, the track is built to be able to do that. It's sort of American style, and it gives you the ability to do it. But in saying that too, it's not really the best of things to see when the 26 flat or something pops up on the board.
Do you get a shock sometimes when you come out, or you actually know you're scooting?
Well, you're meant to know how fast you're going, aren't you? But I'll be lying if I said I know all the time. But yeah, every now and again, you do get a little bit surprised, and some horses, they just do it easy, and yeah, that's all part of the fun.
It does seem like fun. Recovery, do you train them differently when they race consistently here at Menangle?
Yeah, definitely. I think that has a lot to do with how we train them, depending on how many weeks in a row, how hard a runs they have. Once my horses are up and racing consistently, I don't really do a lot with them. They'll only be on the track once during the week, probably on the Wednesday if they race Saturday to Saturday. I do a lot of galloping and try not to sprint them up if they've been having hard runs. But then again, as I said, it depends on how they've been driven or how their races have been the week before and the individual horse, how much they take. But I think we feel like we've got quite a good system in place now that seems to be working.
And you've got water walkers and stuff like that. Do they have a swimming hole here for you to swim or more?
No swimming hole, but the water walker's great. We've noticed it's been brilliant, the water walker. You can take a horse down there that's sort of had three hard runs in a row or three tough races and they could be a little bit flat, and if you put them on the water walker for 3 or 4 days in a row, that last day when you're walking them back up from there, they're back on their toes and charging on the lead rope, and it's something that I really do believe helps them, and it's something that I strongly, have been able to see myself with my own horses, that it really does work in the way of freshening them up and getting a bit of life back into them.
Yeah. How are you going, like, training-wise? We're going to catch up, talk about a couple of the horses in a sec, but overall, you're happy with how you're progressing?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I'm probably a little bit further ahead of where I thought I'd be. I sort of wanted to start slow when I first started training just over a year ago, 18 months ago, and sort of feels like everything's just been thrown on me pretty quick, but I've got a bunch of really good owners, and you seem to be getting some good results, and in turn, the better quality of horses coming along. So can't be more happy with where we're at.
You said it gets thrown. Do you handle that? Like, I mean, you're 28 years old. There's a lot of people. They get to party, they get to play, and I've got no doubt you do that as well. But you've still got a highly functioning business that is 24/7. Operation as well.
Yeah, it is. It's something I'm getting used to. I'm definitely, today it has its days, and some days you get a bit exhausted from it. I'm sure everyone else that's in the same position feels the same way, but it's just one of those things. If you want to go far in this desired area, you have to put in the work, and you've got to be able to put up for that grind, don't you? So something I'm willing to do, and probably it has knocked a bit of the party life out of me, which I'm not.
Is that a bad or good thing?
Well, probably I've still, mate, got room for a little bit, but I do like to party a bit, but eventually it sort of has to dry up a bit too, and just obviously if you're getting the rewards, it makes it all worth it.
This like community here, is it sort of suitable for every now and then you guys can sit back and let your hair down from time to time?
Yeah, we do. We've got a good group of friends in Menangle, and although we're all really ultra competitive on the track and seem to be racing each other in most races, it's nothing for us all on a Sunday to go and have a few beers and kick back and have a laugh about the week. And
that's important too, though. Like, I think that's one thing definitely in Victoria, a lot of Victoria, we lack that because we're all spread out so far, and I don't think it happens. So I think that part's pretty key.
Yeah, I think it is a big part of it. And it's always good to be able to get away from the track and unwind, and all got different interests in that outside of racing as well, so it's a good part of the game.
Now, horse-wise, there's a few I want to mention. This bloke wasn't one of the ones I was actually thinking about. This is Perfect Stride, though, who's actually had the worst operation you could have for a male, but he's a southern-bred horse. Do you enjoy getting the Kiwi horses? Do you enjoy getting these guys come over?
Yeah, certainly a horse like him. Obviously, he's done a lot of his racing, first of all, in New South Wales for Anthony Butt, and of the later he was in.
That's mine. You didn't turn yours off, and I haven't turned mine off either.
And the later he was in Melbourne with Nathan Jack, and I gave him a couple of starts. He was just, mine probably wasn't on the job, and therefore Emilio decided to geld him, and I'm just working him up now. But to have a horse like him in my barn, he's a real pleasure to have around, and I think with him focusing a bit more now, he should be a really top free for all.
He's an excitement machine. I mean, some of those runs, he's got so much high speed. At a height, like, he could be tailor-made for here at Menangle.
Yeah, I think he will be. And in his work before we ended up choosing to geld him, he was really good, but he just probably wasn't delivering his best to the races. So if we are able to get that to him, he will be exciting. And as you said, he's such a nice pacer, and he's got that electric speed, point-to-point speed. So I am excited to get him back.
Little mare you've got at the minute, and this horse went through the NZB sales, Braview Kelly, two starts, two wins, like, seems like a nice mare to get on a nice little mark, and a little bit of a victim of the rating system, if you like, in New Zealand, that it's a lot more appealing for her to be racing here in Australia.
Yeah, for sure. She's a really exciting mare. I'm really happy to be able to get her, and Her two runs so far have been faultless, albeit she actually made a break out the gate her last start and just give us a bit of a scare, but I'm just getting to know her a bit as we go as well. But as far as ability goes, she's pretty top shelf, I think. And while other top mares, Stylish Memphis is the way, she's a bloody good replacement, I think.
How far is she off, Stylish Memphis?
She's going to aim to come back at the end of the year again, the same as last year. But Mark Jones actually sent me a text the other day saying she's back in work and he reckons she looks the best she ever has. So it's quite nice to be able to hear that things are going well with her too.
He's a good man to have on your side, Mark Jones.
He's really good.
He's a passionate racing man, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is. He's been a real big part of getting me going too, even with the likes of Stylish Memphis, but a lot of other horses just sort of behind the scenes that he's pointed me in the direction to buy or push the owners to send, like the Brave U Kelly, he was behind that. He helped me out for a mare called Town Echo, who won a Group 1 lady Group 1 race in Queensland a month ago. And he's got a really, obviously got the right eye for what he knows exactly the sort of horse that needs to come to Menangle, and he's a really good man to have on site, as you said.
Do you need more of that? Like, is that probably something you need people to keep sort of trying to find those horses or point those horses out to you?
Well, it definitely makes it a lot easier for me. It means I don't have to go looking for them as such, and or I can make it simple. If someone does pass on a horse for me to look at, it's very easy for me to send Mark a message and just say, hey, what do you think? And I just take his word for it, and if he says no, it's an instant no for me. And if he says, yeah, I don't mind, then I can look further. So, it's obviously a big help to have a man of his expertise trying to help you out, that's for sure.
Do you sit back and watch the racing in New Zealand much?
I definitely watch the bigger meetings, the more so the group racing. And, I mean, if it is on TV, I do. I definitely probably don't follow it as closely as I used to. But, obviously, just with still a lot of friends in that racing over there, I try and keep up with it as much as I can. But, yeah, try to get back for New Zealand Cup. That's my go-to if I can.
We're trying to do the same thing. So, are you taking a horse?
Oh, hopefully not, no.
Oh, no, just going for the party.
Yeah, that's me.
Look,
yeah,
that might be, off, yeah. If you've been shackled for a while here, it could be very dangerous over there for that.
Yeah, it could be.
What about sleepers in the stable? Have you got some I'm not about the punt, but have you got any young ones or anything potentially coming up?
You caught me on the spot a bit there. Probably nothing so much the young ones. I've only got three babies. I like to sort of more focus on the
going
horses and the tried horses. I think that's sort of my knack, and I think a horse like this fella behind is perfect stride. I think he'd be one that when you do see him racing, I expect to see the best of him, so he'd be one to follow.
Very good. Thank you. You've got a couple of horses in tomorrow, actually. One horse that I asked you about before, I was hoping it might have been named after Mark Hughes, but Harvey Hughesy.
Yep.
Is he having his first start here or second start?
He's having his second start here tomorrow.
And?
He's been a little bit tricky. He's sort of testing me out a little bit. I haven't been able to get him to pace the best, but I have made a few adjustments from last start, which was last week, and he paced really well on Saturday. So, albeit I'm still trying to get him going hard to be fully confident with him, but I would really like to see him put his best foot forward for his owner, that's for sure.
He's a Woodlands bred horse. He's very, very well bred. And then you've got one in later on as well. The first start was formerly with the Muskets?
Yeah, I've got a horse called Mason's Delight. He's been bought for America, and he's just going to spend a little bit of time here with me before he goes. He's an American Ideal gelding and out of Pacing Delight, I think, so... he's only a little fella, but I really like him. I've actually had him before, maybe a number of months ago, 6 months ago. Won a race with him in three starts, and then the owner took him back. And, I think he's a really good chance tomorrow night. He's a really nice horse who should be able to follow the speed.
Last time I did one of these, we had a horse. It actually bit me. I'm happy with this one. He's going to bite you. Just quickly, America is all the rage, and especially over here in New South Wales at Menangle. And that, is that anything Jack Traynor would envisage probably trying?
Oh, Not really. It did cross my mind there for a minute, obviously seeing mates like Toddy and Dexter going so well and, listening to all their stories of what a different lifestyle it is. It's something maybe down the track if I was happening to get a good horse I could take and travel a good horse or something, but at the moment I just feel like I'm a bit too invested here and, I'm just still got a bit here I want to accomplish first.
I think that's a great answer because, it gives confidence with the owners that are here and someone's watching this wants to send you a horse. You ain't going anywhere, so I think that's actually really key. Yep. What about the yearling sales and that? You ever been back over to those?
No, I haven't been to the New Zealand ones. I've only been to the ones here.
Yep.
And I'm going to need to learn to sit on my hands and probably not have so many drinks during the day. So I don't know if I need to be going to any more yelling.
Go stuff. To the Weanling sale. Go to the NZB Weanling sale. Trust me, it's a lot of fun and you can get in a lot of trouble very easily. It's not a worry there at all. Jack, thank you. Thanks for spending 5 minutes with me. It's late. I thought you said everyone else is gone. While we've been here, there's been people driving in and out. Yeah. There's lights getting turned on everywhere. So, thank you very much for giving me 5 minutes of your time, and good luck with everything going forward. Hopefully you get a winner tomorrow, mate.
No worries. Thanks very much, mate. Thank you. Cheers.